trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents.
Happy that Waffle House was okay with me coming here to talk to y'all about my day today. And y'all, that's pretty much, in a shell, what it's like to manage a Waffle House. Ma'am, I don't know what else you want me to say to them, and I'm also gonna need to know where your commode's at.
Okay, let's give a round of applause. Thank you. Okay, next up is Ricky Bobby. Ricky, is your father here?
No, ma'am. I haven't seen my daddy in years. But my mama says he's out racing cars and, well, dipping his wick in anything that moves.
Okay, kids, that's enough. We're going to move on to Brennan, whose father's...
Don't pay them my mind, Ricky.
Thanks, Cal. Shake and bake. You'll be my best friend forever.
His job is like as a prison guard.
Excuse me, darling. I'm Reese Bobby. I'm here for career day with my son, Ricky.
Dad!
Hey there, boy! Man, you got big. How long's it been? 3-4 months?
10 years.
10 years? Man, I got to lay off the peyote.
Mr. Bobby, there's no smoking in here.
Oh, it's all right, darling. I'm a volunteer fireman.
Okay. I am a semi-professional race car driver and an amateur tattoo artist.
And the first thing you got to learn if you're going to be a race car driver is you don't listen to losers like your know-it-all teacher over here.
Okay, I think that's enough.
Your teacher wants you to go slow, and she's wrong, because it's the fastest who gets paid, and it's the fastest who gets laid. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
You people are in the wrong on this one. Still in the wrong. This is egregious. Do you hear me? Egregious! We were cellmates together, Andy. You got payback coming.
Don't listen to these people, Ricky. You're a winner. You got the gift. Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
If you ain't first, you're last.
See you when you're grown up.
Talladega, and this crowd of over 180,000 is enjoying one heck of a day.
Yo, Terry. Terry, we got the caution. Bring it in for a pit. Let's work on it. Fellas, let's go. Look, get good. Yes, come on. Give it up, baby. All right, way to go.
Let's go, way to go. That's deck work, Ricky.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal.
Woo! Shake and bake!
Terry's all over you, buddy. Go, go, baby, go. Wait, what are you doing?
I gotta take a piss.
Go!
Go, 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 go!
It doesn't matter, Lucius. We're in last place. Relax. Jeez, I gotta go take a whiz. Get off my ass.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. That's why this group right here is the laughing stock of NASCAR.
Face it, we suck.
It's not always bad to be in last place. Here's some things we can focus on. One, we tried hard. And two, we're still dear friends.
Lance, shut up.
Oh, I see Terry. He's having a chicken sandwich.
Hey, fellas. These are really good. You should try one.
That place actually makes a nice sauce.
Let me eat this, then I gotta make a phone call, then I'm coming back, all right?
This is the bottom line. If we don't get that car back on the track, our sponsors are going to shit a chicken. Now, is there anyone out there who wants to go fast? Anybody?
I want to go fast.
Hey, get him a suit. Hurry up, make it snappy. Let's go. Hustle up, hustle up.
Hey, man. Remember that time we got kicked out of biology for playing with Matchbox cars?
Yeah.
Who's retarded now?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing after this?
After the race?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it feels like we're wasting a lot of time.
No, I know. I'm just excited, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Hey, I love you.
What?
Nothing. Shake it, babe. Get up. You're my best friend. You're my best friend.
Okay,
I'm in there with you.
I gotta get going.
No.
Remember one thing. If you wreck that car, that's $200,000 out of your pocket. So let's take it nice and slow, okay?
With all due respect, Lucius, I'm gonna do some driving.
Excuse me. Coming through.
Apparently, we've got a situation for the Laughing Clown number 26 car. Terry Chavot is refusing to drive, and one of his crew members is taking the wheel.
Hey, Lucius,
just want to share a little piece of personal information with you.
I got a chubby right now because this is one of the most awesome experiences of my life because I'm getting to drive a race car. I can't believe it. I'm going to seven sheets and wake up on your living room floor. He's a blast of the hardcore tribute.
From Talladega today, little-known jackman Ricky Bobby places third in the Dennett Racing Machine. Ricky, first of all, where did you learn to drive like that?
The car. Car hand rigging. Yeah.
Can you speak up, Ricky?
The car. They handle real good.
So what do you think, Mr. Dennett? He sure can drive.
He's got guts. Dennett Racing needs a racer like him.
Come on, Daddy. He's just a stupid cowboy. Look how bad he is in that interview.
Junior, driving has got nothing to do with interviews. I just wish to hell you had a little more stupid cowboy in you.
I felt like I was on a spaceship. And I'm not sure what to do with my hands.
Be good just to hold them down by your side. Yeah, great.
Well, we're real happy with what was going on. And at the end of the day, you know, you got to be happy.
What'd you say his name was again?
His name is Ricky. Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby? He's got two first names.
Whatever the hell his name is, let's get him over here.
Everything ended up fine.
Okay, everything was fine. Thanks. Great job, Ricky. Good job in the car. Ricky Bobby, a force to be reckoned with possibly in the near future.
Ricky Bobby with yet another impressive win. He is dominating NASCAR.
Woo! First or last, baby! You know it!
I've never seen a driver who wants to win more than this guy.
I can get used to this winning thing!
Has decided to field an additional car. And at the urging of Ricky Bobby, who's been like a son to me, only better, I'm naming Cal Naughton Jr. as the driver.
Woo! All right. Cal Naughton, hey, we just want to say to all you other drivers out there, if you smell a delicious, crispy smell after the race, it's not your tailpipe, it's a little bit of shake,
and then
shake. Shake his back. That's our nickname.
Get used to hearing it.
And Ricky Bobby wins with Cal Naughton Jr. finishing second.
Woo! Woo! Yeah!
Hey, man!
Shake his back.
Woo! Hey, driver! Drive me! Woo!
Please be 18.
Excuse me.
Ricky.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, man. Can I get your autograph?
Yeah, sure. Who do I make this out to?
That's for me. I think you're awesome, man. Just don't tell any other driver.
Yeah, right? No, I'm not going to tell anyone. All right.
Thanks, man.
I'll see you out there. Absolutely, ma'am. I'd love to sign your baby. You're not going to want to wash that forehead, you hear me?
That's right, Powerade number one.
Not just for hydration, but for vitamin.
It's me, Susan, your assistant.
Susan, you gotta watch it when I get into autograph mode.
I know, I'm sorry. It's my fault. I shouldn't have been standing.
Hey, I'm Ricky Bobby. Christmas is right around the corner. And what better gift to give a loved one than the Jackhawk 9000? Available at Walmart. When you work on your mysterious lady part stuff, you should have the right tools too. So that's why you should use Mapex, the official tampon of NASCAR. I'm Ricky Bobby. If you don't chew Big Red, then f*** you. Prune candy.
You happy?
I'm very happy. Hey, I'm Ricky Bobby.
And I'm Cal Naughton Jr.
Urging you never to travel to Tijuana.
Dick Berger in Las Vegas, Victory Lane for Fox Television. Ricky Bobby, today's big winner. A heck of a win for you today, but it seems as if you either win or crash the car trying to win.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase is trademark, not to use the position of Ricky Bobby Inc.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to take time to say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR, as we call them. And, of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone-cold fox, who, if you were to rate her ass on 100, it would easily be a 94. Also want to thank you for my best friend and teammate, Cal Naughton Jr., who's got my back no matter what.
Shake and bake.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, we also thank you for my wife's father, Chip. We hope that you can use your baby Jesus powers to heal him and this horrible leg. And it smells terrible, and the dogs are always bothering with it. Dear tiny infant Jesus.
Hey, you know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace. When you say grace, you can say it to grown-up Jesus or teenage Jesus or bearded Jesus or whoever you want.
You know what I want? I want you to do this grace good so that God will let us win tomorrow.
Dear tiny Jesus, your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
Look, I like the baby version the best. Do you hear me? I win the races and I get the money.
Ricky, finish the damn grace.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like, I want to be formal, right, but I'm here to party too. Because I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band. And I'm in the front row and I'm hammered drunk.
Hey, Cal, why don't you just shut up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dear 8-pound, 6-ounce, newborn infant Jesus, don't even know a word yet. Just a little infant, so cuddly, but still omnipotent. We just thank you for all the races I've won and $21.2 million. Woo!
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 Ow!
Love that money that I have accrued over this past season. Also, due to a binding endorsement contract that stipulates I mention Powerade at each grace, I just want to say that Powerade is delicious, and it cools you off on a hot summer day, and we look forward to Powerade's release of Mystic Mountain Blueberry. Thank you for all your power and your grace, dear baby God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's dig in.
That was a hell of a grace, man. You nailed that like a split hog.
I appreciate that. I'm not gonna lie to you. It felt good.
Dad, you made that grace your bitch.
Hey, boys, I want to see some napkins in the lap.
Boys, how was school today?
I threw a bunch of Grandpa Chip's war medals off the bridge.
A That sounds like a good day. Texas Ranger, how about you?
Well, the teacher asked me what was the capital of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I said Washington, D.C.
Bingo.
Nice.
She said, no, you're wrong. I said, you got a lumpy butt. She got mad at me and yelled at me, and I pissed in my pants. And I never did change my pee pants all day. I'm still sitting in my dirty pee pants.
I went to my bed until I was 19. There's no shame in that.
I get emotional. These guys are working so hard, and I'm just so proud of you. You remind me of me, precocious and full of wonderment.
I'll tell you what, Ricky, you are truly blessed. These two are two in a million.
I am.
Just like Carly's tatas. You won't find another rack like that, I guarantee it.
Thank you, Cal.
That's real sweet of you, Cal.
Cal, that's a real nice sentence. That's about one of the nicest things you've ever said.
Well, I mean it.
Stop, it gonna make me cry.
Comes from my heart. That's why.
I can't hold my tongue. These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong. They are terrible boys.
Shut up, Chip, or I'll go ape shit on your ass. I'm gonna scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Turn up the heat.
Go on and get some, boys.
Come on.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass. Chip, I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey. Go on.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
Greatest generation my ass. Tom Brokaw is a punk.
What is wrong with you?
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I love that.
You gonna let your sons talk to their grandfather like that? I'm their elder.
I sure as hell am, Chip. I love the way they're talking to you. Because they're winners. Winners get to do what they want. Hell, you're just a bag of bones. Only thing you ever done with your life is make a hot daughter. That's it. That's it. That is it.
If we wanted us some wussies, we would have named them Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman, okay?
I worked too hard for your bull, Chip.
Come here. Hot, come on.
Everyone just keep eating.
It's on. Come here. All right. Now I'll hold your hair.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes and I'm getting pretty tired of it.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, you got those two tickets for my special friend?
Yes, you do. You know I do, Ricky. You got them right here, buddy.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how's your mama's hip?
Well, she's going to be all right. Okay. Thank you for asking.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Hey, good luck today, buddy. That's the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life, y'all. That boy leaves two tickets for his daddy at every race, and he never shows up.
That's a shame.
The human heart is such a mystery. Let's sell these bitches, huh?
Hell yeah.
Beer money, huh?
Yes.
As the laps wind down, Jamie McMurray's the race leader. Cal Naughton in second, Ricky Bobby in third.
What's up, Cal? You ready for a little shake and bakeage? Everybody!
Bobby Jr. is letting Ricky Bobby draft up to him to make that slingshot move past McMurray.
Well, boogity boogity. Can you believe that he would do that for his teammate? He said he left that way.
Slingshot, engage.
And there goes Ricky Bobby on the outside!
That's how we do it!
Makes his move, Naughton's giving him plenty of room.
What in the hell is he doing, guys? Get him off of me!
They touch! They spin!
See ya, I wouldn't want to be ya.
Look at that! Ricky Bobby's gonna try to win the race entry first!
Then he wants his win back!
Ricky Bobby wins it in reverse!
Look at this!
I love that, that's cool!
Hey Jamie, losing's never fun, but here's something to pick your spirits up. It's real nice. I got it at Target. It's on sale.
That's it.
Over, man.
We did it.
I don't want to be raining on your parade.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, that was some of the dumbest driving I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
And I know you won the race. You're not going to live forever.
I'm not stupid, Lucius. No one lives forever. No one. But with advances in modern science, my high level of income, I mean, it's not crazy to think I can't live to be 245, maybe 300. Heck, I just read in the newspaper they put a pig heart in some guy from Russia. You know what? I mean,
You know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means. I guess longer life.
Well, no, he didn't live.
Oh, he didn't live?
No.
Oh.
It's just exciting that we're trying things like that.
Yeah.
Ricky?
Hey, Mr. Dana.
Cheers.
Yeah. She already wasted?
She's celebrating.
She's celebrating. Ricky, you feel pretty good today, huh?
Look, Ricky, early word out of NASCAR is your little obscene gesture is going to cost you 100 points. Do you know how much that cost us in sponsorship dollars?
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Dennett, I had no idea you'd gotten experimental surgery to have your balls removed.
What did you say? What was that?
Well, I said with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It's in the Geneva Convention. Look it up. Hey, and if I remember correctly, your daddy used to love it.
This is not my dad. This is my team.
I used to love it when I used to win, okay? Now, I suggest you and your wife, Mrs. Jim Beam, you guys go take a chill pill. Enjoy the win! Come on, man!
Yeah, Ricky, okay.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo! Photo up. Come on, number one. Woo! Hold my hand, baby.
I tell you what, though, guys, that was a hell of a race today. Shake and bake in full effect.
It's always been like that. Me and Ricky, since we're little kids, man.
Yeah.
We go together like Chinese food and chocolate pudding, let's face it.
Yeah, but Cal, those are two things that don't really go together, though.
And we go together like cocaine and waffles.
No, like, for instance, if I say peanut butter and...
Ladies.
Yeah.
Right?
No, jelly.
Am I right?
Jelly?
You like to put jelly on a lady?
Tell you what, I'm going to settle this thing. Let's just get ourselves a whole mess of cocktails. Get drunk and work this thing out.
Work this thing out. That's what we're going to do.
So, I was talking to Nana on Saturday, and her birthday's coming up, but I don't know where to get her. She's going to be 88.
Get her a coffin.
Hey, Cal. I'm sorry about wrecking you today. I mean, but that's for the team.
No, oh, that's cool. That's cool, Ricky. That's cool. You know, I was thinking, though, one time, it would be really awesome if, like, you could slingshot me in for a win.
Yeah, but, okay, but if you won, how am I going to win?
Yeah.
Think about it.
No, I was thinking about it.
I mean, it's not like you're finishing 18th.
Nothing wrong with silver.
Nothing wrong with silver at all.
I'm just kidding you, man. I don't want to win. I'll just bury it down inside.
Bury it deep down in there and never bring it up again.
It's painful, and I love you.
Get her a gigolo.
What?
A guy to have sex with her.
Oh, she's going to be 88, and...
You don't stop liking sex when you're old.
Well, I was thinking more along the line of, she likes afghans and quilts and kind of stuff.
I got like a million of those in her closet. How many dudes does she have coming over to have sex with her?
None.
Exactly. Be thoughtful, Glenn.
Don't stop!
What is that?
Someone made a tape of something dying or something.
Hey, turn that crap off! What's going on?
I want this music out of my head!
Hey, turn that off! Turn that off right now!
Why did you stop the jazz music? Was it not pleasant for you?
No one plays jazz here at the pit stop, okay?
So why is the song on the jukebox?
We keep it on there for profiling purposes. We also got the Pet Shop Boys and Seal.
My name is Jean Girard. And I am a racing car driver just like you. Except I am from Formula 1. I am the greatest one in the whole world. I have been following your career with great interest, Monsieur Bubby.
I can't understand a word you said the whole time.
Did you eat some peanut butter or something?
Yeah, you sound like a dog with peanut butter on the roof of your mouth.
I think what you are hearing is my accent. I am French.
You say you're French?
Oui.
Oui? No, we are not French. We're American. Because you're in America, okay? Greatest country on the planet.
Well, what have you given the world apart from George Bush, Cheerios, and the Five Master?
Chinese food?
Chinese food.
That's from China.
Pizza?
Italy.
Chimichanga?
Mexico.
Really, smarty pants, what did French land give us?
We invented the democracy, existentialism, and the blowjob.
Those are three pretty good things.
Hey.
Well, that last one's pretty cool.
And 69. You know the 69 with the head near the... that bit? We came up with it.
We created the missionary position. You're welcome.
Ricky Bubby, I have come here to defeat you.
Oh, well, there's strikes 2 and 3 right there.
Did you hear what you said?
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
You are faster, Ricky Bubby.
A damn faster.
All right, you let go of me, you Formula One jazz nutjob!
Like the frightened baby chipmunk, you are scared by anything that is different. I will let you go, Ricky. But first, I want you to say...
I love crepes.
Don't you say it, Ricky. These colors don't run.
I'm not gonna say it.
Good.
Hey, look! Frenchie, I thought about it. So why don't you go ahead and break my arm?
I do not want to break your arm, Monsieur Bubby, but I am a man of my word.
Here's the deal. He's not going to break it, because I'm going to slip out of it right now. Houdini!
Whoa! Sit down, you little punky!
Someone might as well give me a beer while I'm down here.
But you have forced me to do this. You are now mocking me and making me look ridiculous. Just say I love crepes.
You know, just to put this in there...
Yeah.
I had a whole mess of crepes this morning. They're just like pancakes, maybe even better.
Wait, are they the really thin pancakes?
Yeah.
Yes, they are. They are really thin pancakes. It's just a French word for them.
Oh, my God, what are those?
What syrups you want on them and stuff? I'm just saying. Think about it.
They come with cheese sometimes?
Yes, of course. A fromage crepe.
Well, why didn't someone yell that right away?
Do you know what's in the crepe Suzette?
Oh, I love the crepe Suzette.
With the sugar and the lemon juice, sure.
Romagné. I wish I could crawl into one of those right now.
Eat my way out from the inside.
Oh, yeah. Tasty.
Oh, man, you know, either way this goes down, can we go get some after we're done?
Absolutely, we're going to do that.
Bon, so what if you just said, I love really thin pancakes? That is a fair compromise, no?
That is a fair compromise.
That's very fair, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Now, because then everyone would know I really meant crepes.
That's actually a pretty good compromise right there.
Why do you want me to break your arm so badly?
You don't understand. You don't understand because you don't understand liberty. You don't understand freedom. So you put a crack in my arm like the crack in the Liberty Bell. You hear me?
Hey, it's just between you and me, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, forget all these other guys, but he did give you a pretty decent out.
But it's your call. What do you think?
Don't say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Nope. Break it, Pepe Le Pew!
As you wish.
He actually did it!
All right, you did it.
Nah, back off! He did it.
No, you did not.
Your injury is one of ignorance and pride. Au revoir.
Hold it right there, Mr. Fancy Pants Foreigner. You just broke my bro's arm. Now you're about to get tasered. Say hello to Dr. Watts.
Good girl.
Hey!
I need you all to step away from my driver.
The hell are you talking about my driver? What are you doing with a gun in here anyway?
Don't you worry about my gun, Ricky. Jean Girard is my new boy at Dennett Racing. He's here to win us an overall points championship, something you apparently have no interest in doing. He's going to usher in a new era for us.
Mr. Dennett, with all due respect, and remember, I'm saying with all due respect, that idea ain't worth a velvet painting of a whale and a dolphin getting it off.
That's good. That's good fun. That's good fun, Ricky. But it doesn't bother me anymore because Jean is the future, Ricky the past.
So Jean, introduce me to your new teammates.
Everybody, this is my husband, Gregory.
What? See what's a track.
Did he just say husband?
Sweet Lord. Dennett hired a gay Frenchman as your teammate.
Room's starting to spin real fast. Because of gayness. Cal, I love you.
Ricky! Oh. Ricky! Oh, God!
But you know, fans and NASCAR, everyone is talking about this new driver, Jean Girard. Let's find out a little bit more about him from our reporter, Davey Wessling.
Talented. Eccentric, dominating, These are the words that define Jean Girard. Before each race, Jean Girard spends time with his world-class horses, who are also gay. Jean's days are filled with sun-drenched walks with his beloved husband, Gregory. Though Gregory is no stay-at-home spouse, he's a world-class trainer of German shepherds.
Up on top! Very nice, very nice.
Only time will tell if Jean's foray into NASCAR will end up in victory lane.
The man can drive. And check out his crew chief over there. Won the Nobel Prize for Physics back in 93.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a new track record. As it stands now, Jean Girard is sitting on the pole, which is, of course, a statement of fact and in no way a comment on the driver's sexual orientation.
Put a smile on your face, Ricky. That's the future of Dennett Racing right there. That make you happy?
Oh, yeah, I'm just thrilled, Mr. Dennett. I love seeing some French guy break my track record while I got my arm wrapped up like a friggin' gordita.
Hello, Ricky Bobby. What happened last week was very regrettable and unfortunate, and as a gesture, I would like to sign your cast, please.
Oh, hell, you don't get my car off the trailer, guys.
Baby, that's my baby.
Hold on, Ricky. What are you talking about?
Look, I want to drive, okay? My arm's fine. So look, get the car off the trailer. Don't look at me. Get it off the trailer.
No.
Oh, come on. Now, Ricky, even with a healthy arm, you don't have a chance against Jean Girard.
All right, fellas, you heard the man. Get the car off. Let's go.
Go get it off. You guys heard it. What's going on?
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated by the hands of somebody who is truly better than you. As William Blake wrote, the cutworm forgives the plow.
But let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
What's that got to do with this?
I got a message for all of them, right? Shake and bake.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
What is that, a catchphrase or is that epilepsy? Shake and bake.
Yeah.
What?
Shake and bake. Listen, you better be careful because tomorrow you're going to get beaten. Beaten real bad, cowboy.
Really?
Yes. And I want to know.
That's news,
yes,
that's news to me.
Tomorrow you're going to be in trouble.
I'm going
to
rip you a new one.
This is going to be a crossroad I'm
going to
take
I play for keeps.
I give you one option, Monsieur Bobby. As a sign of humility, if you kiss me on the lips now, I will return to Paris and you will never see me again in NASCAR.
Answer is never. Do you hear me? Never, ever.
Well, yes or no?
That's sick.
Let me tell you.
Hold on.
Shake and bake.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That awesome.
Makes no sense. So to shake and bake, it's nonsense.
Hey, baby. You're so smooth.
Thanks, darling. Hell, you could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love it. Say it one more time.
Shake and bake!
Woo!
Does that feel good?
Yeah. It rhymes. They're both verbs.
Awesome.
NASCAR on Fox welcomes you to Lowe's Motor Speedway, where tonight we'll go 500 miles. The big stories tonight are at both ends of the grid. Up front, Larry, the surprising French Formula One driver, Jean Girard.
Aye, yeah.
And at the opposite end of the grid, Daryl, Ricky Bobby.
I saw Ricky Bobby last night walking around with a cast on his arm. Now, I don't know who he conned in to letting him start this race. I just keep a camera on him all night long.
I'm so excited. This is a new era for Dennett Racing, huh?
So serious all the time. Match your big race team. Who cares?
This is my life. This is my life.
You know what? There's only one good thing about coming to these races, and that is the vibrations from the cars. Oh, I love them.
Ricky Bobby, who never met a sponsor he wouldn't push, has a huge Big Newton sticker on his windshield.
I think NASCAR black flagging for that.
He sold the windshield.
This sticker is dangerous and inconvenient, but I do love 50.
Ricky Bobby started this race in the back, but he's making no friends on the way to the front.
Come on, I'm getting to the front tonight, Lucius. Let's go, let's move it.
Well, he's driving like a man possessed. I'm not even sure he even realizes how much damage he's doing to his own car.
Hey, Ricky, you know you're driving like a pissed-off teenager, okay, buddy?
Where is that Frenchie? I got you, Pippi, little bitch.
Ah, Ricky, you're very...
Enchanté!
Hey, it's me, America!
Boy, what the...
Yeah, I'm here!
You have spilled my macchiato.
Look at Gerard in the 55. He's made that car three lanes wide, but he's still fast.
No, no, my friend. This way also closed. Not this way.
Ah! Lucius, what's he doing? He's everywhere at once.
Guy's dangerous, Ricky. He's like a cobra. Back off.
Well, where's Cal? I need a little support here.
Yeah, Ricky, I'm on my way.
Hey, Ricky, listen. Cal blew out his engine. You have no backup. Back off.
I ain't backing off. I'm Ricky Bobby. I'm the best there is. Bobby's boxed in. There's nowhere to go over there. I'm telling you what, he's going to try that outside move again. I don't know if it's going to work.
Come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Whoop his butt. Send that weirdman back to Indonesia.
Bobby moves to the outside, not a lot of room. He's in the wall. Bobby is sliding, slamming into the wall.
He's airborne!
Yep, I'm flying through the air. This is not good.
Ricky! Cool!
To be okay, but that Wonder Bread car is toast.
Fantastic.
Oh my God! Ricky!
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
It's okay, guys. It's just a wreck. Ricky can handle it.
Now that's one of the nastiest wrecks you'll ever see.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh.
It's all right. You're safe. You're safe. We got you.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Okay. It's all right. You're not on fire.
I knew it. You're lying. I'm fired.
There is no fire.
I'm on fire.
Come back here.
But something looks wrong. I mean, he's running around like he's on fire.
Oh, my God. Help me. I don't want to die. Oh, stop, drop, and roll.
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby.
I'm on fire.
You're not on fire.
But I'm not even sure he even knows where he's at right now.
This makes us all realize the kind of pressure these drivers are under.
Mr. Bobby, come on down here.
Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jewish God. Help me, Allah. Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise.
But how did he get down to his underwear that fast?
Tom Cruise used a witchcraft on me to get the fire off me.
Look, here, help's coming.
Wait a minute.
It's Cal Naughton.
My God, please don't let the invisible fire burn my friend.
He's jumping on Ricky, trying to put the non-existent fire out.
Now, that's a teammate right there. This is going downhill fast.
It
I
is.
Think it'd be a great time to go to commercial break.
Oh, help me, Oprah Winifred!
You know, Larry, there's good days in racing, and there's bad days. Ricky Bobby just had himself a bad day.
He's suffering from catatonic shock. His injuries are minor, but right now he can't deal with the trauma of the wreck.
Kyle,
believe this is a hard decision, but I have thought about it, and I want the plug pulled. Yeah.
Ma'am, your husband's not dying. He's just taking a nap.
Look at him. Look at him. I've never seen him make that noise, ever. He's got more plugs in him than a circuit city. Oh, baby. Mama loves you so much.
Hey, Ricky. It's me, Cal. Just want you to know I got your back, bro, no matter what. There's something I want to get off my chest. And it's about that summer when you went away to community college. I got an offer to do Playgirl magazine. And I did it. I did a full spread for Playgirl magazine. I mean spread, man. I pulled my butt apart and stuff, and I was totally nude, and it was weird. I mean, you probably didn't hear about it because I went under the name of Mike Honcho, but I just wanted you to know that, if you could hear me, if it got into your brain somehow, that I spread my butt cheeks as Mike Honcho.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Gretchen, my friend, got her period. I'm so jealous, God. I hate myself for being so jealous, but I am. I wish you'd help me just a little. Nancy's sure she's going to get it soon, too. And if I'm last...
Hey, Ricky. Ricky! Come on, man, wake up. Are you faking it? You faking it? Fake it! I don't know how much longer I can take seeing you like this. I am not going to let you... die here like some kind of vegetable. I'm gonna put an end to this right now. Get all this crap off you. Give me any of this crap. This is it. This is how it ends. This is how shake and bake ends. It's shadow time, buddy. It's time to go home to Jesus. Goodbye, buddy. You definitely still got some fight in you. Okay, maybe we give this another day. Just want to say thanks, Doc, for taking care of our boy here.
That's a foul.
Doc, give it to me straight. Is he ever going to be able to walk again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought someone had told you. He's fine. He found that wheelchair in the hallway. His paralysis is entirely psychosomatic. But we all need to go along with this because he's in a delicate state.
So when you say psychosomatic, you mean like he could start a fire with his thoughts?
No, not at all. It means it's all in his mind.
I'm just saying, sometimes you get a knock on the head, you get
Fred.
Special powers. It happens all the time. Read a comic book, okay?
Everyone's real friendly. I mean, it doesn't hurt being Ricky Bobby. I'm not going to lie to you.
So how's the physical therapy going?
Oh, I gave that up. Yeah, I gave that up after maybe the first day. Within the first hour, I gave that up. I'm through lying to myself, you know? It's time to be mature about this and just face facts. I bought myself a $100,000 handicap accessible van with the captain's chairs and the DVD plasma screens in the back for the
kids.
You
all paid up on that?
Oh, yeah. That's all paid in full. It's parked out there. And then the next thing I got to do is I just got to have a sit down with Carly and just let her know that, it's okay for her to seek the comfort of other men. Because, you know, she's got to run wild. You can't keep something like that back.
Hold on, man. Hold. We got to tell him.
No,
I don't care what the doctor said. We got to tell him now.
Ricky, the doctor told us that we should let you work it out in your own sweet time. But, Ricky, you can walk.
What'd you just say?
He's telling you the truth, man. It's all in your head.
You sick sons of bitches. I mean, you walk in that door on your two legs all fat and cocky and looking at me in my chair and you tell me it's all in my head? I hope that both of you have sons, handsome, beautiful, articulate sons who are talented and star athletes and they have their legs taken away. I mean, I pray you know that pain and that hurt.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't you put that on us! You are not paralyzed!
I am so paralyzed!
No, no, no!
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
Okay.
He's always crying.
Yeah, tough love it is, tough love. Wake up, idiot! You want to know what I am? You want to see what my life is?
Don't do it.
Do you want to see what's going on here?
Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
Knife to pry it out. Yeah. We'll pull it out.
Now we got two.
No. Just don't
there.
Think about it.
Cut we're going down a bad path.
Cut around the meat. Okay. Just stretch it out. Whoa. Stretch it out.
Take out a plug.
Whoa.
Right there.
It's like a deer.
We got to wiggle it just a little bit. That's it. You feel that?
Feel that. Yeah.
You are back.
I love you guys.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I mean, I hope your boys don't lose their legs.
Thanks, buddy.
So when do I get to drive again?
Well, that's the thing. The doctor said you suffered major trauma. And he thinks you should take it slow for a while.
Yeah, so I was thinking, like, while you're resting up and stuff, maybe you could let me win a couple.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. Yeah. I'm Ricky Bobby. I mean, you know how I play it.
Yeah.
First or last, right, baby?
What I was thinking.
Besides, Dennett Jr. must be freaking out all the money he's losing without me on track. I mean, I just laugh thinking about him whining all the time, bitching and moaning. Damn, I wish Ricky was here. You know what I mean? What?
Frenchie can drive.
Oh, no.
C'est ainsi que tu me surnommes. Tu crois bien sûr me connaître mieux que personne.
Vie and que sera, sera. It looks like the NASCAR has gone French.
Well, in other news, Ricky Bobby is going to be running some test laps this weekend at Rockingham in an attempt to come back from his grisly crash in Charlotte.
It is one of the hardest things to do in racing, to try to bounce back after a grinding, devastating, violent wreck. Ricky Bobby was traumatized during the incident.
All right, baby, come on now.
But today he gets to strap back into a race car for the first time since, trying to show that he can still get the job done.
He's going
to
be great.
Oh, he's going to be great.
Yep, he's going to be great. Would you stop staring at me like that, Susan? I swear you are the weirdest little girl I've ever seen.
Okay, I'm really gonna open it up! I missed you, Mama Speed! Ricky Bobby's back!
I mean, how fast is he going?
26 miles an hour.
What were those things? Were those the other cars?
Baby, man. There you are.
Am I on fire?
No,
on
fire. No, you're not on fire.
Stretch it out.
It's okay, baby.
Take it easy. Yeah. Come.
Whoa, whoa.
No,
I'm all right.
Oh, God, I'm going to get sick.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
He's in his underwear again.
Ricky, please put your clothes on.
In his underwear again. Go get him, fellas.
Oh, Lord.
Ricky, you know who's going to be number one at dinner race?
Not Ricky.
What a windmill, yeah.
Mr. Cal, not Junior.
Come right back at him. It's the only
Who
way.
Who are you?
Number one.
No.
Oh, yes.
Ricky! Come on, man! It's embarrassing! Ninjas are trying to get me.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
What happened? He's done. He's done. That's what's happened. It's over. He's finished. What's going to happen to me?
We'll go this week.
I felt like I was riding inside an asteroid or a comet or something.
Yeah, you were going fast.
Look at that.
What are we going to do?
This is ugly. This is bad for all of us. Look at that.
Well, I got to go check on Cuckoo Bird.
Oh, no. Cuckoo's okay. Would you get over there and settle down Carly for me, Cal? You do that for me?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
What began as a day of such hope and optimism for Ricky Bobby and his race team has ended here in sad disappointment.
There we go, man.
Yeah, I lost all muscle control.
Yeah, you did.
That's
okay.
Lost his muscle control is off.
That's all.
I lost my muscle control.
He's fine.
He just can't control the muscle stuff.
C'est fini. Au revoir, Ricky. Au revoir.
Thanks for the lift.
Yeah, no problem.
What the hell's going on?
Oh, hey, Ricky, nice of you to stop by for a visit.
What do you mean, a visit? This is my house.
Baby, shoot. I'm so sorry. I didn't want it to be this way.
Hey, what happened to the family portrait? Oh. You just crudely pasted your face over mine.
We're getting married, Ricky. And we're getting matching leprechaun tattoos.
Isn't that cute? With a little pot of gold.
Is this some kind of joke? You guys put me on? I was gone 3 hours. Dennett just fired me from the team.
Ricky, you and I, well, we both know that this marriage has been over for a long, long time.
No! I honestly did not know that!
Ricky, you can't race no more. I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the Wizard's Den. You know, my old boyfriend, Greg, he still works there, and he was crazy. Baby, stop.
Wait, hold on. Just a second. Let me make sure I got this straight. Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Two Christmases!
Cal, how could you do this to me, man?
Ricky, your marriage was a hollow shell. It was a cruel charade. She just gave me the 411 on the whole deal. And you know what else? You never let me win one time.
I thought we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
You're doing great. You just keep it up. Keep it up.
And Mr. Dennett told me
that
it's my time now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
That Shake and Bake is dead. And we just came up with a new nickname.
Oh, that is. It's so good.
We got a new
it's
nickname.
So
the Magic Man. Now you see me.
Now
you don't.
That was the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
Is it, Ricky? Because I think you wish you thought of it.
All right, you got me. That's an awesome nickname.
I've always had a lot of great ideas. I was thinking I might design a car that's in the shape of a rabbit. And it might poop out little real rabbits out the back that will run around the track.
You have live rabbits being pooped out onto a track?
If I win, I might do a special thing with David Copperfield where he hides in my car in a passenger seat and he just flings magic stuff out the window.
Hey, you run any of this by NASCAR?
Watch the mail for that invitation to the wedding, because I want you there.
What?
I know it. There's some bad stuff happened just now. But in time, because the wedding's not going to be for a couple of weeks.
Why would I want to come to your guy's wedding?
You're going to get over it, and you're going to be my best man.
I'm not going to be your best man!
Baby, he's not going to come to the wedding.
Cal, do you realize the implications of your actions right now?
What's the implication mean?
We are no longer friends.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You're wrecking my life!
You just lost your wife. You just lost your job. Don't throw out your best friend because of your anger.
Absolutely ridiculous, man.
Ricky, remember, field mouse is fast, but the owl sees at night.
That's kind of creepy, ain't it?
Hey, Ricky, I'll call you tomorrow.
Shut up.
Bye, kids. I'll see you next weekend.
Bye.
Is everything all right?
Mama, we got nowhere to go. Carly and Cal took everything.
Well, you're home now. You got your mama. Get in here, boys. Come on. Come on. Get in this house.
Red Rose, don't go there.
Hey, Ricky.
Airplane,
are you on fire?
Nice denim shorts, dude. Red
hey, out, shut up, man.
Anywhere near that. Got a wall. Got a...
Pump me!
You watch yourself.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I promise it won't happen again.
Hey, I lost my license. That's why I'm on the bus. I'm delivering pizzas.
Motherfucker, what makes you think I care? Shut the fuck up.
I was just telling you that because, like I said, I lost my license. I've just been having a lot of problems lately.
Problems? I don't want to hear about your damn problems. Everybody got problems. My mama got problems. She just lost her leg. My cousin Pookie just lost a testicle. My dog just threw up somebody's finger. That's a problem.
I really regret opening my mouth and talking to you. Sorry.
Hey! Come on, man. Come on, buddy. Relax. Hey, shut up!
It's open. Bogalo's Pizza, we are pizza.
You are pizza?
Yeah, we are pizza. I gotta say it.
I had to close the door, come in. I got weed in here, cowboy.
You got three pizzas that haven't been eaten just sitting over there.
I don't know. I've been calling them all day trying to get you, but they keep sending me different delivery people.
Trying to get me? Why?
Because I'm your daddy, that's why.
What'd you just say?
I said I'm your daddy. I'm Reese Bobby. Me and your mama did it in a Rustler's Steakhouse bathroom when I was 17. And then you showed up.
Hey, son. Son, did this go good?
No!
Seems to me like it went pretty good.
You're not my dad.
You got a little heated, but...
Stop talking to me!
Hey, is that a Huffy? That's a nice-looking bike, boy.
I can't believe it. I mean, he's been blowing me off for 25 years, and now he wants to get to know me? I mean, how the hell did he even find me?
I called him.
Are you kidding me? Mama, why'd you go do that?
Son, you need help. I know he's a sumbitch.
Scary.
But you're a grown man. You're delivering pizzas on a bike.
How'd you even get hooked up with him in the first place?
Yeah, you probably couldn't tell by looking at him now, but your daddy used to be a real charmer. And that night in the ladies' room of the Rustler's Steakhouse, he chose me.
In a ladies' room?
Shut up in here. I'm trying to sleep. One of you turds is about to get smacked in the mouth.
Hey, stop yelling at me, okay? I'm your dad. You're 7 years old. Don't talk like that.
Hey there, Lucy. How you doing? Huh? Oh, hey there, Ricky. Look, son, I know you don't want me to be here, but I saw what happened to you on the television. You saw the fear. I can help you with that, son.
Really? What do you care about me or us? I mean, hell, you never even met your grandkids.
What are you looking at, Papa?
You shut up, you little potlicker. I'll put you in a microwave. Now, you show me the DNA test, and then maybe I'll say hello to these swamp rats.
You people shut the hell up. I got a wife in an oxygen tent trying to sleep.
You better shut up or I'll come over there and rip a hole in that tent.
Yeah, shut up, Frank.
Go shave your balls, you dusty old fart.
Okay, I guess they are my grandkids.
I know you, son. I know you well. You're just like me. Talladega's coming up in a couple of weeks, and I know you want to win that thing.
No, I don't.
Listen, Ricky, I'm 55 years old, and all I got to my name is a car and a duffel bag full of underwear and sweet, stinky weed.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
I know I screwed up raising you as a boy, but just let me help you as a man.
Do it, Dad. Get your balls back.
Go fast again.
Fine. I'll do it. But I ain't calling you Daddy.
Well, what are you going to call me?
All right, Professor Dickweed. What's the plan?
Basically, what happened to you was that you saw the fear. So before you can even think about any real driving, you got to make friends with that fear. So get in the car.
What the hell? It's a goddamn cougar in the car.
No, there's a cougar in the car. I put it in there.
You gotta learn to drive with the fear. And there ain't nothing more goddamn frightening than driving with a live cougar in the car.
God, where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza. Now get back in that car, you hear me?
No, I'm not getting in that car.
Hey, listen to me. If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
God, he's just following me wherever I go.
Well, he's just looking at you.
So you're saying if I just calm down, the cougar will be okay?
You got it.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Come on, son. You can do it. Come on.
Oh, come on.
That's it. And no sudden moves.
Like, is this too fast?
Yeah.
Oh, my hand. See?
That's a little quick.
You see what he did?
Yeah, you got to be a little more deliberate in your movement.
I'm just going to get in there. I'm just going to grab the handle. I'm just going to get in there and drive that car. But I want to do it calm.
Calm. Piece of cake.
I was just trying to say, God. Oh! Oh, man!
Sometime today, son.
Okay, here we go. I'm getting in.
Ricky, control your heart rate!
Oh, my God!
Hey, Mama.
Well, hey there, Ricky. How'd it go?
Well, I was mauled by a cougar. Learned nothing about driving. And my Crystal Gale shirt was ruined. But other than that, it went fine. Where are the boys at?
Well, I just dropped them off at Sunday school at my church about 10 minutes ago.
Anarchy! 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 Anarchy!
There they are.
What in tarnation?
Anarchy!
I don't even know what that means, but I love it.
The jar.
Mama?
No, Ricky, no. I will not have my grandbabies acting like shiftless wild hobos. All right, now you boys listen up, and you listen good. Now, I am declaring Granny Law, and if you do not obey Granny Law, I will paint your back porch red.
Sorry, Granny, but you're shit out of luck. We make the rules, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! Ouch! You're gonna break us like wild horses, ain't you?
It's the beginning of a new age.
Hey, Derek, it's Ricky. Just wondering if you can ditch school and take over my shift at the pizza place. Because I got strep throat. And it's bad. I don't want to give it to everyone else. So call me back. You know the number. Hello?
Hey, man. How's it going? You want to come over and party or something?
Did you just say party? You know what? No, because I still hate you, okay?
What are you so mad about?
What do you think I'm mad about?
Come on, man. That was last week. What about the time you ran over my leg with the car? I let that go that day.
Yeah, I remember.
Hands kicking up.
Woo! Are you in the hot tub?
Answer me this. When you're in spa mode, how come the water level drops in the spa?
Let me ask you this. Are you pressing the buttons in the back panel or in the kitchen?
I just started pressing stuff.
Hey, don't press all those buttons.
I'm getting bored, man. You want to come over and play G.I. Joe's?
I would love to. No! Come on. You know what? Screw you, man.
Ricky, man, you got to cross over the anger bridge and come back to the friendship shore.
Cross over the anger bridge?
Yeah, that's where you're at. You're stuck on the anger bridge.
Can you not see why I'm stuck on the anger bridge? Look, I don't know why I'm talking to you, okay? What is it?
They got bottomless nachos at Vinegan's.
God, a whole mess of nachos sounds good right now. Shoot, you know what, though? I don't have a car no more. Can you come get me?
Yeah, I'll come get you. Which one of your cars do you miss the most? I'll bring that one.
Well, I miss the Hummer.
I'm coming in the Hummer. You ready?
Yeah. No, wait. Okay, our friendship is done. All right? You hear me?
You know you want to hang out in your house. Come on.
Screw you, dude. I'm hanging up, okay? That's it. Bye.
Oh, man, this is absolutely crazy. I mean, this is borderline reckless.
Don't you get it? You don't drive with your eyes. You drive with your heart.
This is just dumb. I can't see a thing.
You gotta feel the road. You gotta let it live inside you.
Are you feeling anything now?
I'm feeling a little bit.
Are you? What are you feeling? Tell me what you're feeling.
I'm feeling the worn wood of the steering wheel.
Yeah? What else?
A little bit of heat.
That's you and the car melded together.
Yeah, now I'm really feeling it.
Yeah.
I feel like the car could drive itself.
I bet it could. Start her up.
Let's start this car up.
Yeah, boy. All right, so drive.
Oh,
I'm embarrassed. I really thought I could feel it.
You know what? We better hightail it out of here. Frank's gonna be pissed.
All right.
No, no, Ricky. No blindfold.
Get this highway clean.
I gotta tell you, Granny, this blows.
How much more of this?
I don't know. How many more times are you gonna toss me the radio in the bathtub?
Hello.
Hey, man.
What?
You up?
No.
Wake up. I need to talk to you. I think your house is haunted.
Hey, come on. It's 2:30 in the morning.
I can't sleep in here, man. I'm scared.
Look, there's nothing to be scared of. It's a new house. There's a lot of creaks and moans and groans.
Put on. You watching? You got your TV on?
Well, yeah. I fell asleep with it on.
Turn on channel 42.
42?
Look at them buns.
Well, that is a set of buns.
And down. And what you doing exercising at 2:30 in the morning?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point. Hey, I don't know why I'm talking to you. Do you remember that I hate you?
Hey, man, you know what I was thinking? You're lucky.
I'm lucky? How so?
Well, check it out. I'm sitting here in this enormous haunted mansion. Can't sleep. And you're hanging out at your mom's. That's awesome.
That's like the opposite of awesome.
This is like a hotel room with someone else's junk in it.
Okay, yeah, you know, well, that's someone else's junk. That used to be my stuff.
I'm just having a hard time, man. I'm just calling up for some support.
Do you know how crazy that sounds?
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah?
When you have the stereo on at the same time as the TV, how do you control the volume on the TV?
Why do you want to listen to the TV with the stereo on?
Because I like to party.
You know what, man? Why am I still talking to you?
Come on, we were doing good there, man. I'm taking care of your house good.
I keep snapping back into it. It's like a trick you're pulling on me.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Where'd stock car racing come from?
What?
Hey, stop doing that! How'd stock car racing get its start?
Bootleggers through Prohibition. They had to have cars fast enough to outrun the feds, and they started racing each other.
That's right.
If I was right, why'd you throw another bucket on me?
I filled up three. Now, there's nothing like driving to avoid jail. Nothing hones your mind and your instincts like necessity. So I taped a kilo of cocaine underneath the car and called the boys in blue. Now, the way I figure it, you got about 2 minutes before they show up, and you do 5 to 10. So what's it going to be, fear or prison?
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
Real simple, son. Cops are coming. There's a kilo of Colombian Bam Bam under the car. Time to be a man. You got hair on your peaches or what?
Kid, are you? Man. Crazy creep!
Come on, son, what's it gonna be? Speed or jail?
Grandpa, would you like to take us fishing and tell us life lessons and stories about your childhood?
I got a better idea. Why don't you boys go dig a hole, and I'll get another beer.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Good call. Here, that's worth a nickel.
Tragic.
Son of a bitch! Whew. Oh, man! Oh, man!
116!
I'm going fast again! Woo! Woo! How about this?
Feels good going fast, doesn't it? By the way, don't try and snort these Lucky Charms. Grease. Okay. Okay.
There you go, little man.
Now some of you would live through me and light me up and throw away the key.
Hey, Ricky!
Just find a place
to hide
away and hope that I'll just go away.
Huh. Oh, man, another prison
right.
Shank.
In the can. I feel all right tonight.
There's your mother flipping driving test.
Mr. Bobby, you are magnificent.
Sit down, Karen! Get down, Karen!
Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. Betrayal and conspiracy.
Now, son, you are looking good behind that wheel.
Thanks, Daddy. I gotta tell you, I feel good.
I feel alright.
You know what? Let's go out tonight, you know? Whole family?
Right,
I'm talking about sitting down, enjoying a gourmet meal at a place that's real special.
Wow.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Skillet.
I'll be back to check on you in a minute.
You do, thank you.
Ooh, gooder than grits. Let us pray.
Dear little baby Jesus, lying there in your little ghost manger, looking at your baby Einstein developmental videos, learn about shapes and colors, and we just have so much to be thankful for. First off, my sons no longer act like retarded gangbangers.
Amen.
Also, I got my balls back behind the wheel of a car. And most importantly, we thank you for bringing back our nasty, delinquent, pot-dealing daddy to us. For he was lost, but now he is found. Amen.
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 Son, that was lovely.
What a lovely meal.
It sure is.
It certainly does look delicious.
I gotta tell you, this is about a damn perfect even right now.
It is, isn't it? Mmm. You know what we should do? Every week, we should come back to this Applebee's and sit at this table and have a family meal.
It's a great idea, Mama.
And order the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I would be delighted, Reese, if you would accompany me to ballroom dancing on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday night.
It's a lot of fun. I think you'd have a good time.
How's everybody doing over here?
Dolly is so good.
It's
oh,
really
so good. Okay. Gracious.
You know, I hate to be a pain, darling, but I asked for no onions on my bourbon steak.
Oh, I am so sorry. I thought you asked
for
onions.
Maybe don't interrupt me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, well, I think you did mean to, and I also think that you meant to put the damn onions on my steak.
Okay, Reese.
Grandfather, can't we resolve this conflict without anger?
I'm a veteran!
Dad!
And a diabetic!
Dad! Why are you doing this?
Applebee's has rats! I found a whole rat in my cob salad.
Dad, where are you going?
Come on, frat boy, you want to go?
What's going on, man?
Oh, Ricky, let him go!
Things were going good, weren't they?
That's exactly why I had to blow it up. I don't know what organ or bone people have that makes them act right, but I was born without it. I'm no good.
Hey, all those races I won, that was for you. You know that? I did just like you told me. If you ain't first, you're last.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you told me that day at school for career day. You came in and you said, if you ain't first, you're last.
Oh, hell, Ricky, I was high when I said that. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. You're first, you're last. You can be second, you can be third, fourth. Hell, you can even be fifth.
What are you talking about? I lived my whole life based on that. Well, now what the hell am I supposed to do?
Now, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it?
I come to you with empty.
Good luck to you, son.
Hey, Dad!
Guess I just forgot again.
Where are you going?
Does it matter?
I only got my love to send. If
Valentine's Day. So if you'll take my high hole, you, I could make it up to you. Till then, I hope my heart will do for Valentine's Day.
Game on. Come on, reset.
Oh, you are a terrible driver, no?
How'd you get on a video game so fast?
Is your name, by chance, Ricky Booby?
Hey, screw you, man! I got nothing because of you! I hate you!
Hey, Ricky.
I'm on fire! Hey, I am on fire!
Susan?
And so then I got a marketing job with NASCAR.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Well, gosh, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, you've always looked good. I mean, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. But what about you? How have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, they want me to race at Talladega next weekend, but I'm not going to do it. Because I'm done. I'm done with racing. I'm done with driving.
Why would you do that?
Because I've really moved on. I've sent in my application to the real world, so I'm hoping to hear back from that. I'm putting a lot of my eggs into that basket, the MTV basket. I'm also thinking about getting a gun and dealing crack, being a crack dealer. But not like a mean crack dealer, but like a, you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys? You want some crack? I'm just waiting on those two things to kind of flesh themselves out.
You know what, Ricky? I have kept my mouth shut for a really, really long time, and I just don't think that I can keep it shut anymore, and I just have to tell you that I think you are making a big mistake.
Really?
Yes. Why is it that you always fall for people who leave you? Have you noticed that? Like, Carly and your dad and your sponsors. And you always have to prove yourself. What?
You gotta listen to me here, okay? You gotta win to get love. Everyone knows that. I mean, that's just life. Look at Don Shula. Legendary coach. Look at that Asian guy who holds the world record for eating all those hot dogs in a row. Look at Rue McClanahan. From the Golden Girls. All three people. All great champions, all loved.
Do you want to know why I think that you should race again?
Sure, why?
Okay, it's because it's what you love, Ricky. It is who you were born to be. And here you sit, thinking. Well, Ricky Bobby is not a thinker. Ricky Bobby is a driver. He is a doer. And that's what you need to do. You don't need to think. You need to drive. You need speed. You need to go out there and you need to rev your engine. You need to fire it up and you need to grab a hold of that line between speed and chaos and you need to wrestle it to the ground like a demon cobra. And then when that fear rises up in your belly, you use it. And you know that that fear is powerful because it has been there for billions of years and it is good. And you use it and you ride it. You ride it like a skeleton horse through the gates of hell and then you win, Ricky. You win. And you don't win for anybody else. You win for you. You know why? Because a man takes what he wants. He takes it all, and you're a man, aren't you? Aren't you?
Susan, I've never heard you talk like that. Are we about to get it on? Because I'm as hard as a diamond in an ice storm right now. This is awesome. Are you climbing on a table right now? I can't believe this. This is like, it's that White Snake video where the girl crawls on. Yeah, just like that. What's her name?
Tony Katie.
Yeah, Tony. She's fantastic.
Everyone turn away. Things are gonna get crazy. We're gonna make animal noises.
Ah! Ah!
What's good, guys?
Yeah, Ricky, it's good to be back.
Talladega.
Talladega.
I missed you dudes. Even you too, Glenn. I didn't have a whole lot of money left, but what I did, I put into the car. We also got some lower-end sponsors, so it's nothing to shout about, but at least we got something to run in.
Let's see what we got, guys. What are we looking at? Julio's thongs for men?
Yeah.
Come on, what kind of dude wears a thong?
Yeah, that's messed up. Perverts, you know?
I'm not going to say it's the best car in the world, but it's going to move for us.
Yeah, now, hold on now, baby. Let's just see if this thing's got under the hood first.
There she is.
Looks like the Pep Boys threw up.
Damn.
Like I said, work in progress.
All right. Well, I tell you what we got to do. Since we ain't got no corporate money, we're going to have to build this damn engine ourselves. So I want you guys to hit up every independent driver out there for spare parts.
Yeah, Lucius, that's crazy.
Well, crazy's all we got right now, okay? So do it. Now, where you going?
I won't tell Gerard Depardieu we're coming for him.
There you go, baby. Give him hell. Get this engine built. Get it built.
I've not finished. Mais j'ai dit que il n'y a pas le temps de porter le chapeau.
Monsieur Gerard, Ricky Bobby is here to see you.
Oh, this is the one I was talking about. Ricky Bobby. Oh, thank you. Marco.
You know, you're a tough man to find. You know that, Buster?
I prefer solitude the day before a race. I am being so incredibly rude, Monsieur Bobby. Let me introduce you to my lunch guests. This is my dear old friend, Elvis Costello.
Delightful to meet you, Mr. Roberts. I thought you were dead.
And next to him is a hip-hop artist, a poet, and my brother-in-law, Mos Def.
I like your driving style. I'm more of a Tony Stewart man, not a Tony car myself. I get into those straightaways. Gets in the paint. Get her done!
And across from Monsieur Def, he's a breeze.
Hey, you're breeze or you're breeze? Which one of you is breeze?
Together, we are breeze.
They are like twins, born from different wombs.
Right.
They are God's most beautiful mistake.
Uh-huh.
They do everything together. Everything. They read the same books. They do a Pilates together.
Uh-huh.
Say walk, talk, sleep, even go make a toilet.
Okay, you know what? You're starting to creep me out, man.
A single plop.
One single plop.
I don't need to hear about them doing a toilet.
You want more examples?
No, you listed like 8,000.
Less than that.
Look, it's none of my business.
More like, I don't know, between 5 and 10.
Look, I need to talk to you.
Walk with me, Ricky Bobby.
You have a good lunch.
Take care, man. Hold on.
Bye. Holding hands with a man makes me terribly uncomfortable.
It is a sign of friendship in many countries.
Well, not in ours.
There's nothing sexual about it. Please don't be worried the fact I have an erection. It has nothing to do with you.
Hey, come on. Look, here's the deal. I came here to tell you one thing. All right? Tomorrow, I'm coming for you.
Do you know why I came to America, Ricky Bobby?
Public schools, healthcare system, giant water parks. I mean, the same reason anyone comes to America.
I came here for you to beat me.
What the hell are you talking about?
My husband Gregory and I wish only for that which every other couple wishes for. To tame Komodo dragons in Sri Lanka and teach them to perform Hamlet. But before I can do that...
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
I don't know.
But before I can do that, I must be beaten by a driver who's truly better than me.
So you're gonna lose to me on purpose?
No.
No?
No! I will battle you with the entirety of my heart. And you will probably lose. But maybe, just maybe, you might challenge me. God needs the devil. The Beatles needed the Rolling Stones. Even Diane Sawyer needed Katie Couric. Will you be my Katie Couric?
Wow.
feel like I'm in Highlander.
What's the Highlander?
It's a movie.
Any good?
Very good. It won the Academy Award.
Oh, for what?
For best movie ever made. Just want you to know, I came here today to tell you one thing. Come race time tomorrow, I'm coming for you, all right?
May God be with you.
Yeah.
Because although today I am friendly, tomorrow will be war!
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, pull up a chair, drop the kids off with their aunt, and take the phone off the hook, because it's race day here at the Talladega Super Speedway.
Hey, guys. Why so down?
Ricky, we were up all night working on the car. And then something happened. There was a fire.
Did you say fire?
Glenn is dead, Ricky. I mean, he died last night in my arms as I held him.
Oh, man.
He was so scared because you know how little he is. And death was coming for him. And he stood there, and with a tear coming out of his eyes, he said, tell Ricky went for me. Because that's all that little bastard wanted was for you to win. I wish you could have seen it. I wish you could have felt his little heart fluttering.
Sweet Jesus. Poor Glenn. Hey, what the hell, man? Hey, Glenn! I see you!
Glenn, what did I say? I said wait till after the race.
Was he crying?
I'm sorry, Ricky. We were just trying to give you a little extra motivation, that's all.
Well, that is just sick, guys.
It's okay, Susie. I appreciate it, guys. Just trying to help out, even though it was weird and perverse.
They're just trying to help, Ricky, that's all. We're a team here.
I appreciate it.
Let's see what's under the hood.
See what's under here.
All right, let's have a look.
Woo! Hot dog. I mean, that's like looking up Bridget Wilson's San Francisco.
Well, we were up all night working on, like I said, a lot of teams kicked in parts.
Nice work, guys.
And your sponsors weren't doing very much, so, well, we repainted the car. We'll take a look. Come on, guys.
Well, I like the Cougar, but what company is M.A.?
Me is you, because it's just you out there. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We don't have any fancy team owners. We have you. And this car, and this Cougar, which symbolizes the fear that you have overcome, it's all there for you.
Ricky, this car is like your Excalibur. The mighty sword that King Arthur used to bring together the knights of the Round Table until Lancelot betrayed him by laying with his queen in the biblical sense.
Hey, Glenn, everything cool that Susan said, you wrecked it. Guys, let's go win ourselves a race, all right?
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's a winner.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, Ricky.
Carly! Hey, baby.
Baby!
Oh, hey, Ricky! Hey, man! We missed you at the wedding!
You missed me at the wedding?
Oh, man, it was so classy. We had a Styx cover band.
Yeah, right.
And a nacho fountain. Check, it was a nacho fountain with six kinds of cheese on it.
Liquid cheese? Like it cascaded down?
Yeah!
Are you serious?
Oh, amazing. Six different kinds. Swiss, Havarti. What was the other one?
Gouda.
Cheddar?
Gouda.
That's the greatest thing I ever heard of.
Bean buffet in front of it. It was awesome.
Hey, baby. Don't listen to him. And remember one thing. He's the competition. You're not very focused right
now. Maybe I'm focused.
I need you to focus.
Hey.
What?
I'm the magic man now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? So get ready for some tricks up these sleeves, all right? Watch your buns, pal.
Baby, that is real good. Right? Talk, it's like we're practicing.
Okay. Someone tell you, you major piece of trash.
What?
I'm sorry. I took you for granted, Cal, and you're a really good friend of me, and I never gave you your due. It was my fault.
I tell you the truth. I'm a little confused by your tactics.
Tactics?
Yeah. I'm gonna keep acting tough until I figure it out, all right? See you on the track. Come on, baby.
I love you.
I love you too. Come on. Abracadabra, Holmes.
Hi, everybody. Bill Weber along with Wally Dallenbach and Benny Parsons. Thanks for having us in for the race. Today, Talladega, NASCAR's biggest track, where the big concern is the big wreck.
And it's not if it happens, it's where and when. We have a guy in the race today that'll probably cause it, Ricky Bobby.
Starting in the rear of the field, underfunded, and the last time we saw him, he caused a big crash.
A lot of big stories and some big questions here at Talladega.
I've been stuffed in your pocket for the last 100 days. When I didn't get my bag, I take it out on the sleigh. So grease up your baby for a ball on the hill.
All right, go get it.
I polish them rockets now and swallow those pills and say,
must decide, Ricky Bobby. Is it foolish pride or is it greatness for you?
You've been drinking my blood. Well, I've been licking your wounds. Well, I shave off the pitch now.
Hey, Jarvis.
No, hey, Cal.
If you slept with your best friend's wife, why would he apologize to you?
Yeah, I know, that's weird.
That's what I'm saying. My head's all tied up like a pretzel. I got a pretzel in my hand.
These guys are big money in and out power players. And if things go right, they could have us owning half the cars in NASCAR. So I want you to be... No, I want you to behave.
Oh, really?
Quiet.
So should I not tell him that after 14 years of marriage, you're still afraid to let me see you naked?
That's not a fear. That's not a fear thing. It's a trust thing.
Oh, hey!
Hi. I was wondering where you guys got off to. Baby, now this is Ted Beeman from Halliburton.
Nice to meet you.
Over here is Dick Tangfield from Dynacorp, and back there is...
He's got beautiful teeth.
Yeah, well, yes, he does. And get yourselves down there. Adorable. Make yourselves at home. Grab something to eat. And over
you're
here,
sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
You're sweetheart.
She's very affectionate. She she suffered a recent loss.
Too.
So she's delicious. Okay, that's fine. Let's go ahead. Find a seat. Can we get these guys something?
Jean Girard started from the pole and is out to a big lead.
As you know, Bill, he's been doing that all year.
Where are you, Ricky Bobby? Come face your destroyer.
Come face your destroyer. Listen to how I sound. I sound like a massive prick.
All right, Lucius. Time to let the cougar loose. Let's go, boys.
Ricky Bobby in the 62 car on the move. He's flying from 26th to 18th place. Now let's go to John Hannafin, who's in the stands with a country music legend.
Thank you, Sean. I'm here with one of the greatest country music stars of all time, Kenny Rogers. Kenny, what do you think of the race so far?
It's good. They're going really fast.
John, that's not Kenny Rogers.
In the song The Gambler, you sang, you know, you got to know when to walk away and know when to run. Should Ricky Bobby have stayed away from racing?
Mr. Bobby is very competitive. If he wants to race, he should race.
Well, this is John Hannafin with Kenny Rogers, and now back to you, Bill.
Well, that, of course, was not Kenny Rogers.
Not even close.
Hey, Ricky, you've got Brian Wade Prince, the guy that replaced you at Dennis Racing, dead ahead.
Bobby working really hard to pass the Wonder Bread car. That's his old ride, of course. We've passed the halfway mark, with Ricky Bobby now three car lengths behind the leader.
Maybe subconsciously you slept with Ricky's wife as a way of, you know, getting back at him for making you come in second all those years.
I know one thing, that Carla was definitely unconscious every time we had sex.
Lucius, I got Cal Naughton dead ahead of me. Hey, Cal, you should pay attention. I think he's passing you.
Is Ricky passing me in my subconscious?
No, he's actually passing you. That's happening right now.
Go, Ricky!
Real quick, let's go back to our John Hannafin, who's in the stands with an NBA legend, Larry Bird.
Folks, I'm here with one of the great NBA superstars, a real legend, Larry Bird. Larry, I almost didn't recognize you with the sunglasses. What are you up to now?
Come on, John, pay attention.
I'm honestly concerned. He might have had a stroke.
Didn't Ricky Bobby used to drive for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's doing quite well.
Oh, yeah. Richard!
Get Cal Naughton's crew chief on the radio right away.
I believe you have some tickets waiting for me. My name's Reese Bobby.
Mr. These tickets have been waiting for you for a long time.
Who needs two?
I got tickets. Tickets right here, $60 a pop.
Gerard, I found you. Now let's see where this goes.
Oh, Ricky Bobby's gotten around Naughton, and now he's right behind Gerard, but Gerard's gonna block the whole track. Man, he's scary good.
Ah, Ricky Bobby! Now we shall dance. And yes, it will be a slow jam. You, Ricky Bobby, you are not the one to defeat me.
Did you rally, man?
Tell Cal Naughton to take Ricky Bobby out.
Hey, Cal, listen, I hate to add to your tremendous moral confusion, but I just heard from Dennett. He said to take Ricky Bobby out of the race or you're fired, buddy.
What are you talking about?
You tell him if he doesn't do it, he's done. That's right, we'll be driving a tour bus.
Will you tell Mr. Dennett that Ricky Bobby is my best friend? And it's shaking big time.
Boy, Cal, I don't like the way you're talking out there.
Damn the torpedoes! Come on, man, slingshot it! Slingshot, come on!
I can't believe it. If it isn't Mike Hotcho himself, shake and bake, buddy!
Shake it before you bake it!
Here I come. Slingshot engaged.
I can't believe it. Now I've seen everything. Cal Naughton from Denny Racing just helped a rival driver pass a teammate. Tell Brian Wavecrest to take out Cal Naughton right now. Right now, you do it. Do it.
Yes, sir.
The 26 car just ran Naughton into the wall.
Oh, man.
Was in that wreck, and we've only got six laps to go.
Only Ricky Bobby and John Gerard got away clean.
It's just John and Ricky.
Mono e mono.
And now the matador shall dance with the blind shoemaker.
race officials have completed an extensive cleanup of the track. We're ready to get back to racing. The 200,000 fans are on their feet and the green flag is in the air. Bobby and Gerard are dueling each other for the lead. No one seems to have the edge.
Oh, go, go. Come on, come on, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final lap.
By the way, Ricky, I watched the Highlander movie. It was shit.
Hang on, baby Jesus. This is going to get bumpy.
A lot of big crashes at Talladega, but this is the longest one I've ever seen. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hungry for both steak and shrimp?
Oh, doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of love and two.
Welcome back to Talladega, where the long one continues.
And Ricky Bobby have wrecked in the last lap on the straightaway. What a shame.
Oh, God.
It looks like neither Gerard or Bobby will finish this race. We'd like to thank you for joining us for NBC's coverage of NASCAR. Coming up next, it's ice dancing to the hits of Motown. Something going on the track down there.
Oh my God, they're racing each other on foot.
These men will not quit.
Go! Go!
For you, Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby wins. You'll never see anything like that in 100 lifetimes. It was completely illegal and in no way will count, but man, that was something.
It was. That was really good.
Monsieur Bobby, by defeating me today, you have set me free. And for that, I thank you.
I will never shake your hand. Ever. But I will give you this.
Your taste of America.
Thank you.
No, once was good.
Woo!
Boy, Halliburton. Halliburton's taken off, hasn't he?
Yeah, we're doing well.
That's some stock I'd like to get my hands on.
Ladies and gentlemen, NASCAR fans, your eyes on Talladega's famed Victory Lane as we get ready for trophy time here following an exciting running of the Talladega 500. First, a very brief explanation. Because the drivers that finished first and second got out of their cars, they have officially been disqualified. So now, the winner, he was third, he's now number one, Cal Thump Jr.
But I tell you what, you try to take this thing away from me, I'll sock you straight in the face.
Really?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Cal!
Put me down.
Proud of you.
Get up here, man. No, you come up here. You come up here. What happened? Am I dead, man?
You won the Talladega 500, all right?
I owe you an apology. Man, I'm sorry about Carly. She walked straight up to me and grabbed me in the crotch.
Yeah, it's like a tractor beam of hotness.
I know. Shake and bake?
No. Never again.
You're right. I was a total dick, man.
From now on, it's Magic Man and El Diablo.
What's Diablo mean?
It's like, you know, it's like Spanish for like a fighting chicken.
That's awesome.
I know.
With the claws.
With the claws. And the beak.
What do you think of that?
You just, sometimes things click.
I love you, bro.
Guys. Nice job.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Carly.
I've decided I can love you again. You're a winner.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you prepared to walk away from these pearls of delight?
Well, yeah, this is tough. How would it work? Cal move out?
Yep, gone.
Kids?
Mm-hmm.
Back in?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just have another refresher? Just
of course,
to...
baby.
Ah!
This is why you fell in love with me. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm moving in right now.
Let's go.
I'm going to drive 100 miles an hour to your house. I'm going to move in.
Our house.
Our house, yeah.
Our house.
No, I'm not. Come on. It's going to be awkward.
Hey, baby. Wait a minute. You are ready to walk away from FHM Magazine's number 7 hottest ass for the girl who forgets to get your dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good luck, weirdos. Carly, come back here.
Yes,
this
Susie
is something I've been wanting to tell you for a really long time.
Thank you. Maybe one together?
Susie Q, are those real? Well, girl, got some game.
We'll see you on down the road.
You seen Cal?
He's somewhere around here.
Hey, Cal! Baby, I'm coming. Thanks, baby.
Maybe one more?
Yeah. Oh, boys.
She's crazy. Oh,
thank you.
You did good.
Oh, thanks, Mama.
Amazing.
That was one heck of a day, I gotta say.
That's some nice driving here, cowboy.
Hey, Daddy.
Well, hello, Reese.
Well, if it isn't our old mangy, transient grandfather.
Well said, grandson. Take that as a compliment.
Hey, Ricky, let me ask you a question. Who'd you win that race for?
Well, sure as hell didn't win it for you.
And I like hearing that.
I guess if I really got to think about it, I just went out there and drove. And knew that no matter what happened, my boys, my mama, and my lady would love me.
Hi, I'm his lady. I'm Susan. I painted the car. We had sex.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could have been there for that.
Son, proud of you.
Yeah,
I think these things are... It's pretty much perfect right now. It's making me a little itchy.
Well, what do you say we get thrown out of an Applebee's?
Yeah!
Huh?
Yeah.
Does that sound like a good idea?
You read my mind, son.
You can cut it out.
Everybody pile in. Let's,
here
How
we go.
How does one get thrown out of an Applebee's?
We're about to find out.
Okay.
Once the door's actually open.
Don't bother me to lock your door. Zap there.
I'm Ricky Bobby.
And I'm Cal Naughton Jr.
We just want to take a moment to talk to you about snow blindness in cats. It's affecting more and more cats every year, and it scares the living shit out of us. 98% of us will die at some point in our lives.
The darkness is creeping towards you, whether you know it or not.
So a little planning can go a long way.
Listen, leaving your big old corpse behind for your loved ones to deal with ain't cool.
That's why you should call MacCready Funeral Service.
MacCready's. They'll find the hole and build the box.
Bodies that look so good, you're going to want to talk to it. We like to have a lot of laughs on the racetrack, but today we want to talk about something serious. Packs of stray dogs that control most of the major cities. That's packs of wild, vicious dogs that are controlling most of...
Sorry.
I like to picture Jesus like a mischievous badger, like a muscular trapeze artist, like a shapeshifter or a changeling, like that guy. Ever hear that TV show Manimal? I like to think of Jesus as a figure skater who wears like a white outfit, and he does interpretive ice dances of my life's journey, like a dirty old bum. And he comes up to me, I'm about to sock him one because he's a dirty old bum, and then I said, wait a minute. I better not sock this guy. Something special about him.
Yeah. And it turns out it's Jesus.
Yeah.
Yep. One. Yep. Two. Oh. Again. It's, no go. It's such a... No. We got two knives in my leg.
I know, but one is a safety. It's coming out. It's coming out.
I'm choking on my own spit.
No.
It hurts so bad, I'm choking on my own spit.
Good night, guys. I'm losing a lot of blood.
Just relax.
Good night.
Ricky!
Hmm?
Sometimes when it's late at night, I dress up like Donna Summers. You know, I put on the skirt and the 4-inch heels, man. I love it. Last chance, romance for love.
I would be honored if you would let me sign your cast.
And I'll be honored if you sign my balls.
Oh, baby, that is a good one.
Hey, what are you doing? Wake me up before you go-go. Leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go-go. Take me dancing tonight.
Sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon so long. It keeps you in the back rows by the rivers of my memory and keeps you ever gentle on my. Just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along so. special, moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just chinning on my mind.
Daddy said goodbye, cowboy, goodbye. On the highway, in the night, in the rain. And he filled my head with hurt, and he broke my heart with pain. Daddy said goodbye, cowboy, goodbye. Gotta go, it's the road, it's your life. And I knew he couldn't stay as I watched him walk away. He said goodbye, cowboy, goodbye. Daddy said goodbye, cowboy, goodbye. On the highway, in the night, in the rain. And it filled my heart with hurt, and it filled my head with pain. Daddy said goodbye, cowboy, goodbye. Oh, goodbye, cowboy.
Don't touch a one of them. They're mine. So what do you think that story was about?
Doesn't the bear symbolize the Old South and the new dog, the encroaching industrialization of the North?
Duh, but the question is, should the bear feel relief or sadness at the passing of the Old South?
Well, how about both?
Oh, I get it. Moral ambiguity, the hallmark of all early 20th century American fiction.
Great analysis, Walker.
Thank you.